the analysis of the notes with Lucas and Clara from El Comercio from Ecuador.
So Gerard Piqué and Clara Chia, their relationship has been just massive news constantly, hasn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Front page stuff for ages.
But the story of how they actually got together, well, it's always felt a little incomplete.
Right.
Today, we're doing a deep dive into some new source material that seems to lay out a much clearer timeline. And it suggests things didn't quite start the way we were initially told.
And this is really significant, you know, because it shifts the established narrative quite a bit. We're talking about one of the most talked about splits in, well, recent pop culture history.
Okay, so let's get into the specifics, the starting point. Forget the early rumors, the ones about the bar, La Traviesa.
Yeah, that story was everywhere for a while.
Seems like that wasn't it. These sources point to a company Christmas dinner, late 2021, hosted by Piqué for Cosmos, his company.
Which is already interesting, right? Because that pushes the timeline back quite a bit from what was generally understood.
Exactly. But what's really fascinating, or maybe complicated, is who Clara Chia was at that dinner.
Mm-hmm.
Go on. She wasn't just like a new employee Piqué met there. She apparently arrived as the girlfriend of the brother of Piqué's best friend. And that friend also worked at Cosmos.
Wow. Okay, so that adds layers. She's already inside the circle, but linked to someone else.
Right. And that detail seems to confirm what the source claims, not just Piqué being unfaithful to Shakira.
But potentially Clara Chia being unfaithful to her partner at the time, too.
Yeah.
With someone right there in that interconnected group.
So a situation of, well, dual infidelity, essentially, happening under the radar at a company event.
That's what it strongly suggests.
Uh-huh.
And that shared secret, you know, within his own company structure, that marks a very different, much more hidden beginning than we knew.
And when you think about that hidden start, the timing of other things becomes quite jarring.
How so?
Well, right around that same time, late 2021, just after this dinner apparently happened, Piqué, Shakira, and the kids went to Disney World.
Right. The big family trip.
Yeah. So this very public display of family unity happening while this secret connection is just beginning.
And according to these sources, it was immediately after they got back from that trip. That's when the excuses started piling up.
But work meetings.
Exactly. Constant, relentless Cosmos commitments, late nights at the office. The sources paint a picture of that becoming the norm almost overnight.
And that's when Shakira's own suspicions really started to solidify.
Precisely. She apparently sensed something had fundamentally changed right after that trip. The excuses just weren't adding up anymore.
Then there was that sort of failed attempt at reconciliation, right? Piqué left the family home. When was it? April 2022.
Around then, yes.
Yeah.
He left, but the sources indicate he tried to return just weeks later, tried to slot back into the family routine.
But it didn't stick.
No. It seems the illusion with Clara Chia, as the source puts it, was already too powerful. That connection had taken hold.
So that return attempt failed, and then came the official separation announcement, June 4th, 2022, after more than 12 years together.
A huge moment, obviously.
Yeah.
But then the story takes another turn, doesn't it? Into the music.
Oh, absolutely. This is where, for the public at least, the narrative really exploded. Shakira took all that pain and channeled it into these massive global hits.
And connecting this back, the music wasn't just, you know, emotional release. It felt like confirmation for millions following the story.
Definitely. Tracks like Monotonia hinted at it, that feeling of coldness and routine breaking down.
But the BZRP music session number 53, that was the nuclear option, really.
It was undeniable. The lyrics were so specific. Trading a Ferrari for a Twingo, a Rolex for a Casio.
Yeah, direct hits.
Pointed references that seemed to tie directly back to Piqué, his lifestyle, his new relationship. Mm. It basically screamed infidelity was the reason.
Exactly. It became the public verdict in a way. Millions were hearing the details we're discussing now, the timeline, the secrecy set to this incredibly catchy global beat. It confirmed that the work meeting's excuse had a face and a name.
And now these sources seem to add even more weight to that version of events. Even as Piqué and Clara Chia continue their relationship today, and Shakira is building her new life over in Miami.
It really solidifies that narrative.
Which brings us to a question, I think, for you listening. When personal drama plays out so publicly, like this did, and you have these huge cultural moments like the music, and now these detailed sources, does the public story we piece together ever truly capture the full, messy, private reality of what happened between two people?
That's a great question to ponder. And if you found this deep dive into the sources interesting, please do subscribe and maybe share it with someone else who might find it useful.
Yeah, we'd really appreciate that. Thanks for tuning in.
Comment, subscribe, and share. More information at www.commerce.com.